Okay, guys, we're going to come back together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. So as me and Zach were, as I was working on this week, the Lord started talking to me about praying over the human trafficking that is involved in this, but in a lot of other areas. But there's been a huge exposure of that in the entertainment and sports industry. And when Mark and Ann were just here, they spoke that over our house, that we were going to get involved in a greater way into human trafficking, which, you know, is part of our heart anyways. But as I was praying about tonight, the Lord said, I want you to take an offering tonight, which is so not something I would ever do, really, on a night like this. But it was about sowing in to human trafficking that this house is going to start going after. So I'm going to leave that basket up here for the rest of the night. And if you feel like that's something that you want to sow seed into that, because I believe that we're going to see an incredible reaping of that in this state and even beyond. I don't think it's just going to be Alaska, but I believe it will be something that's going to even go out from this state. So we're going to pray specifically for that tonight. So, Father, I just thank you that recently, even in prayer, Lord, you've showed us that there's a lifting of the lid of this stuff and there's an exposure coming, Father. And I believe that we're seeing that already starting, even in our city. Father, I believe that you're revealing things that have been hidden in darkness, where people have been victimized, where people have been used, Father, where they have been tormented and tortured, and the places where they've been preyed upon because of loneliness or insecurities or places in their hearts and lives that were broken, Lord. And so the enemy had an indoor into these young people. And Father, I believe that there's a lot of that even happening in the villages of Alaska. And Father, I just pray for your church to awaken, Father, to what is going on with these people, Father, that as you are bringing exposure to what is happening and things are being revealed and people are being rescued, Father, I pray that your church would be ready to respond. Father, we would be ready to run into the dark places and rescue these people out of these places, Lord, where they're being held captive. Father, where they need somebody to come in that can deliver healing and deliverance and freedom and life to them, Father. And so, Father, as you are preparing your church to answer that call, Father, we just thank you that we are ready, we will be ready, and we will continue to walk in this in even greater levels, Father, because your heart is always for the broken, those that are being abused and oppressed, Lord. And so, Father, as we position ourselves with a yes, Father, this house, we say yes to go and do the things you've called us to. Father, no matter where it's at, no matter how dark it may be, Father, we will run into those places and we will rescue those that need to be rescued.
Psalm 82, 3 and 4, out of the Passion says this: defend the defenseless, the fatherless and the forgotten, the disenfranchised and the destitute. Your duty is to deliver the poor and the powerless. Liberate them from the grasp of the wicked. You know, it's easy in Alaska to think, oh, this doesn't really affect us that much, or, you know, we don't really see much. It's a lot bigger here than I think we realize. Regardless of whether it's right in your backyard or anywhere else, I believe the Bible's clear that our job is to liberate those who are unable to liberate themselves. And so, Father, I thank you that you've empowered your people, your church, God, to go and set free captives. Lord, you've even, just like Jesus, we've been anointed, God, to break chains and to set people free. And Lord, I pray against those who would come and take advantage of the young, and those who are naive, and those who don't know, those who are looking for a different life, those who are being attracted by money, or those who are being attracted by family, or those who, whatever it might be, Lord, we ask that you would break the power of the enemy to try and bring in those who are longing for something more. And I pray that your church would arise and do something about what's right in our face. That, Lord, we wouldn't sit idly by and go, somebody else will do something. But, Lord, we would do what we were created to do, and that is set captives free. We thank you, Lord, for empowering your body, for delivering grace to us to be able to do so. And I pray for an exposure of those who are involved in these things. And, Lord, for the power of the enemy to be broken. I pray that it would start right here, right now, in this city, in this state, and God, ultimately in our nation, that we would see a radical shifting and change come to us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
All over the United States, foster children are trafficked more than most children. And so, God, I just pray for an exposing of that in the foster care system, where people are to be caring for these children. Lord, we pray for foster parents to rise up in this hour. We pray for the spirit of adoption. Hey, over people that have been broken and abandoned and left, and children that need to feel the Father's love to heal these broken places in their life.
I see a sun fading in this place.
you never know what God's going to do in a thing like this. And so I'm going to have Louie come and share something with you.
Good evening, guys. I just wanted to share with you that 2 years ago tonight, there was a family somewhere in Southern California that was grieving. Their son had passed away, possibly was on life support. And through God's provisions and His love, and I guess the move of His Holy Spirit, this family decided to donate their son's organs so other people could live. And I received the heart of that 23-year-old two years ago. And I just, you know, how God moves in His provision is just unbelievable, especially when you're in a predicament like that. But I just pray that God will just put His full blessing on that family. I don't know who they are, but maybe one day I'll find out that through that unselfish act, that love, I can stand here before all of you. Just God is great. Amen. Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you. So I want to tie this into something, two things. You know, we see everything like in a line, like everything just happens. God sees everything all at once. He sees all of time, all of everything that's taking place yesterday, today, forever. It's all happening right in front of Him right now. And as Louie was sharing about receiving a new heart, I just saw the Lord desiring to put new hearts in men and women that are heading up things like our media, like you know, in fact when Sage told me that you wanted to share a testimony, the first thing that came to my mind was, do not believe every report you hear, because the report you got was pretty bad at one point. And you can either buy it and say that's the way it's going to be, or you can go, I think God has a different plan. And so even in the midst of all the reports that we're hearing and all the media and all the things that are happening throughout the world, we can either go, wow, this is really bad, or wow, this is really ugly, or we can go, this is an amazing opportunity for God to do something, because He's seeing it, and He's already seen it to the end, and He knows what He's going to do before it's ever even happening. So, I'm going to ask Scott to come and begin to pray.
Amen. The word that keeps coming to me over and over and over again is truth. The media has lost its idea of what truth really is. They've had a veil put over their eyes, and so what I want to pray is that veil will be lifted from the ones that are already in there, but also that men and women that God has chosen would be raised up, and that they would be set in place. I was praying, as I was thinking about it, I kept seeing God dropping people in strategic places all throughout our country and in Alaska. So Lord Jesus, I just pray right now, Lord, that the veil would be lifted, that truth, Your truth and real truth would come to America. I don't care who it affects. I don't care. But people are crying out for truth. People are crying out for truth, Lord. And You are the way. You are the truth. And You are the life. And Lord, I just pray that as you're setting these people in place strategically, that they would start speaking the truth in love, speaking the truth, and people would hear it and go, that's right. That's right. What they're saying is true. So Lord, we just thank you that you haven't been taken by surprise. You have everything under control. And there's no reason to panic. So Lord, our hope is in you, Jesus. And we thank you that you are doing good things in this country. And I just pray that that would all be revealed in your time. We just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to have the prayer leaders stand again. And we're going to pray for the media. Pray that the media would be people of honor and righteousness who do not profit from fear, that they would no longer glorify deeds that are against God's ways. Amen? Let's pray.
on when we were just praying down here. I heard the Lord, you know, ratings for news and media and that stuff, drama, fear, that's what drives media. It's what they want to report these things. And I heard very clearly a new standard of rating, a new standard that drives what is being reported. And I believe that standard is truth. Not ratings, not fear, not drama, it's truth. And so I just would like to encourage you to continue to pray that long after we're done here, long after all this is, just continue to call out truth as the standard for the rating of media and entertainment, all that, whatever, but especially media and reports, news, those things, truth. So, yeah, amen.
Heavenly Father, we just continue to pray for your spirit of truth to come over this media, Father, Lord Jesus, that you would just begin to influence them even greater, Lord Jesus, those that are in charge, those that are in positions of authority, those even making the stories, Lord Jesus, that they would to crave your truth that would set them free, Father, Lord. And I also pray for the hearts of the people of this nation, Father, Lord, that you would protect them from the lies of the enemy to cause division in this fear of influence, Father, Lord Jesus, that you would protect them, Lord, that they would crave the truth themselves, Lord, the truth that makes them and sets them free, Father.
Hey, while we were back here praying, sometimes I get kind of, you know, my mind, the Lord takes my mind and he just fills it with vision. He fills it with things that I can see with my eyes closed. And just now, we were praying about this mountain, and this whole thing we're doing is about these mountains that we're faced with. And I see men trying to climb mountains. Men have conquered every single mountain on the earth. But to do that, they had to struggle. They had to prepare themselves. They have to have support people. They have to have thousands of dollars, you know, to pay fees for it. And they have to have oxygen to get them to the top. It's a constant struggle all the way up there. But as I was seeing this, and we were praying for this mountain here, I seen people being lifted, just lifted up these mountains and set on top of these mountains, conquering these mountains. They didn't get there through their own struggle. They were lifted up there on the Spirit of God. And God set his man, his woman, his leader, he set them on top of that mountain. And that mountain is now his. And we're the start of that here. We can do this.
When Zach and Monty were praying, I just heard this in my spirit, that we're praying for the entertainment media mountain and those at the top of it right now. So we're praying for them, and what I heard was, you know, there's the entertainment mountain, and then weighing in eternally, indestructibly, forever, the truth.
Guess who wins? It's so good. You know, I have to say what Kevin was sharing a little while ago. Sometimes I look at this place, Alaska, and I think the amazing things, giftings and callings and anointings that God has put in Alaska kind of blow my mind, because we're so big, but yet we're so small. And I believe that out of Alaska, we're going to see people rise up, be carried up, not on effort or what they strive to do, but just positioning ourselves, releasing our abilities to Him, and be carried by His anointing, by His grace, into position to every mountain of influence in our culture. Out of Alaska, I believe we will begin to see this incredible, I'm not talking about a takeover, I'm talking about world dominant, I'm talking about the seven mountains of influence in our culture. I believe we're going to start to see more and more Alaskans be carried positionally to these places of authority, because not because we're the only ones submitting ourselves, but because we are actively submitting ourselves to Him and allowing Him to carry us where we need to be. So, Father, thank You for the anointing. Thank You, God, for the anointing that breaks every yoke. Thank You, God, that it's not by might nor by power, but it's by Your Spirit that we see these things take place. And Lord, I pray that we would begin to see a mighty shift in the way of these seven mountains, that we're seeing the influence our culture. Lord, that they would, Your word says that if we have faith as small as a grain of a mustard seed, we can say to this mountain, go to there, or we can say to this mountain, be thrown into the sea. And so, Lord, I say with all faith that Your people will rise to the place of influence where You want us to be, not those who are corrupted by power or money or greed or perversion or anything else, but those of a pure heart and clean hands that would rise to the mountaintop. And we would see our nation restored in such a grand way. Thank You for Your anointing. Thank You for what You're going to do. I believe we're about to see, in our lifetime, we are about to see the ending, or at least abortion made illegal in our country, which is something I honestly didn't know we would see. But I believe we're standing on the precipice. We're standing on the verge of seeing that take place. And if we would continue to pray and seek His face, we will continue to see things, righteousness and truth, come about in every mountain. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
So you're talking about mountains, and you know I love to hike mountains. I love to hike and pray. Some mountains are meant to stand, right? Yeah. Some are meant to be removed. Be thou removed and cast into the sea. And Zach, as you were just talking about that mountain of abortion, it reminds me of another mountain of premature death, that mountain of death, that mountain of suicide. And you know, not too long ago, just a few weeks ago, we had one of your own, Austin Skelly. Yeah. he hiked a mountain with me called Suicide Peak. And we're in the process of changing the name of that mountain. Instead of Suicide Peak, we want to call it Heaven's Breath. Because we believe that God's plan for us is life, not death. And it comes from heaven. And we gave it a native name to honor the people of the land. So it's called Uyonk Chech. Can you say that?
Uyonk Chech.
Woo! Yeah, brother. That's good.
I am part of that.
Yeah. So it's in you. But anyway, I just felt like I was supposed to come up and just, I don't know what you want to do with this, if you've done this already. But again, you know, there's something to when God removes a mountain, when he removes something big, he likes to replace it with something better. And there's something in names, amen? You know, like Sarai was changed, you know, with the breath of God to Sarah. And Abraham to Abraham. So that's exactly what we want to do in this kind of a physical way. We want to take the name of this mountain, Suicide Mountain, which is a real mountain in Alaska. And it shouldn't be. And we want to proclaim life over Alaskans. And in a physical way, we want to change the name of this mountain. And we have a lot of motion, you know, motion going towards it. And it would really help to have a few more names just sign this. So I brought this. I wasn't planning on doing this. But I'm going to leave this with you. You can get your peeps to sign it if you want. But we have government officials. We have native leaders. And there's no better time than now to do something like this. I don't know, about 1,400. But it just takes the right people. It's not really the number. Yeah, but I mean, people of faith like you, just like a couple people, man, and we can see this mountain removed, and we can see life rise up in Alaska. So that's it. Thank you, man.
Praying right now.
So, Father, thank you that you have not called Alaska to have mountains of death, but mountains of life. And so we declare in the name of Jesus, in a natural act of seeing this mountain changed from Suicide Peak to Heaven's Breath. In the name of Jesus, let it be so. We declare that the right signatures and the right people of influence would get a hold of this and we would see this changed quickly. We speak it, we say it by the name of Jesus. We declare it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I'm going to have this here if anybody wants to sign it tonight. I'll have it. I'll also have it on Sunday, so you can sign it there as well. You do one caveat to it is you have to be able to say the name to sign it. So no, I'm just playing. But I would like to have. Now, do they have to be a certain age or anything? Have to be 18? Nope, doesn't matter. Perfect. Okay, just making sure. I didn't want to leave you guys out. So beautiful. Well, I don't really have anything else. I don't know. Oh, they do. Okay. We have one more worship song and then we're going to dismiss. So, yeah, again, if anybody wants to sign this, you can. So, amen.
Walking around these walls.
Being here, thank you everyone, yeah, for being here. I believe that we are seeing things, I know even in my own life I'm seeing things shift and change, and I believe that we're seeing on a local level things shift and change, and I believe even nationally, and ultimately we will see things globally shift and change, and so continue to press in. Don't lose hope. We're halfway through the fast now. Is that right? Yeah, we got 20. Yeah, halfway through. So this is probably the longest fast I've ever been on. Not like literally, it just feels like it. Yeah. So, but there's been a lot of war in it. So it's good. I'm excited. So thank you all. Bless you in the name of Jesus. Have a good night.